flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
I'm just curious just to confirm on the
Did you just Google a question? Did you just Google a question?
No. I was just thinking about
right,
the
here
first
we go.
Answer.
This guy.
No.
Grab
you,
a question.
You said,
Do your homework.
I do my homework
do
every
homework.
Day. I'm cramming.
He's over here Googling a question.
So the reason Mac, I was thinking about Mac. The reason
now
Drake.
He's frazzled. He's frazzled.
Yeah, he's frazzled.
I'm going to walk this back tomorrow. So the reason Drake didn't sneak is because of the concussion issue.
No, it's not. That was a conversation that we had in the past.
So he's clear and all set. He could have stopped.
Yeah, he's out of the concussion protocol. He can quarterback sneak. And again, look, it's on me. I like that, though. I like that.
You like
that. I'll get you off air.
I'll get you off air.
Yeah, that is the
it's just
the tree falls in the middle of the woods. It's one of those like I'll show you.
It's so funny.
Is anybody else gonna hear it? Do you have your zinger ready to go? He was like so excited too. He's like piling on.
And
he's like, oh,
it's
Buster.
Oh,
I got
to know Googling questions over there. It's like, no, he probably was Googling a stat or something like that. I don't know.
I'll walk it back tomorrow. And he's like, son of a. He's like, cause that's me, right? Because I do that every week.
Because I correct it every
that's
week and
walk
it back.
I do that all the time.
I'm a punchline. Ha ha.
Damn it.
And then he goes, I'll get you off air. It is like, it is like George. You know, I'll have sex with your wife.
The jerk store called.
It's just, it's so.
What's the difference? You're their all-time bestseller. That's it. That's a KO.
I need to go back to the drawing board. Yeah. But it's like, he's so bad on his feet.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's on the offensive, boxing Curtis around.
No.
Curtis says, yeah, I'll walk it back tomorrow.
And he's like, yeah.
And then he's like, I'll get you off air because I'm not going to do it on the air.
I got nothing right now, but I'll get you.
We talk to my people. We'll come up with something.
I'll get you.
We're going to get you. We're going to get you good. That's your head coach, which, again, is just not a good place to be.
No. No, it's not. He's the head coach right now.
For now.
He is that coach right now.
Yeah.
For now.
He'll be the head coach this coming weekend for the Patriots against the Buffalo Bills. That game got flexed to 425. We have more news from the NFL. The Patriots also have officially been flexed to Saturday. Week 17.
Broadcast team for that?
I don't.
Oh,
hang
of course
on.
I do.
Saturday, December 28th against the L.A. Chargers. That is week 17. So this week, 425 against Buffalo. The following week, their move from Sunday to Saturday, 1 p.m. against the Chargers, December 28th. It's part of a Saturday triple header. Broncos, Bengals, Cardinals, Rams also moved. Who's the broadcast team?
Chris Rose.
You got it.
I got it.
Ross Tucker with his tie that's too short.
What?
And okay. Steve Wyche.
Steve Wyche?
He's sideline, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, it's a sideline. Yeah,
throw him in the booth. Throw him in there. They should put him in the booger mobile.
Just sliding up and
down.
We
got our third guy on a forklift down the 30-yard line for no real reason.
Okay, Russ.
How about this? All of a sudden, the Pats are must-see TV. 4:25, then a Saturday game?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't mind the Saturday as much. 4:25 this weekend is depressing. I don't mind Saturday as much. Ross Tucker, speaking of Ross Tucker, part of that broadcast on December 28th. With who again? Oh, Chris Rose.
Chris Rose.
Steve Wyche.
Chris Rose actually wasn't bad. Remember? I mean, maybe we're comparing him to Rich Eisen, but they both did international games this year.
Right.
Did
yes.
Rose do their the Pats
Rose
game?
Did the Pats game.
Yeah.
So. I think is right.
Yeah.
And
yeah, with Joe Thomas.
Eisen was miserable on it a year ago when they played against the Colts. But Ross Tucker will be on WEEI Afternoons today at 2:30. So mark that down. But there you go. I think Reese foreshadowed this over the weekend. We talked about it yesterday. It was likely going to move to Saturday. That's now official as part of a triple
hit. All right.
On Jerod Mayo, Keith.
Yeah.
I asked earlier today, what is the reason to keep him around? And what is the Jerod Mayo-based reason to keep him around? Not just, you know, the idea of, well, every coach deserves a second year. That's not really about Jerod Mayo. That's just your general feeling on an NFL head coach. Or even Robert Kraft really put himself out there. He picked him 5 years ago. They put it in writing in his contract a year ago. He compared it to picking his wife. That's really more of a Robert Kraft thing. What's the reason for Jerod Mayo to be back based on merit, based on what you've seen out of the team, based on what he's done? What's the reason we're keeping him around?
I can't come up with anything, you know, in all seriousness. I can come up with plenty of reasons as to why he will be back.
Yep.
But none of them are like great reasons, and none of them are supportive of him and the job that he has done. Because the win-loss is about where I thought it would be, but just how it's looked has been worse. And we joke about, you know, just the way he handles the press conference and everything else, but it's not just the way he handles the press conferences. It's the way he talks about the players on the team, the other coaches on the staff, and like all of that. And so that's pretty bad. I think one thing that he has going for him, unlike Bill, and Bill was the only one that really had this left in the NFL, was Bill was in charge of all of it. So if it was bad, it's all on him. Like, yep. Why does the roster stink, Bill? Why are you not getting the most out of the young guys, Bill? Like, you could put it all on Bill. Whereas with Mayo, you're like, why is the roster bad? Like,
Wolf.
They would say, they would probably say Bill.
Yeah, good point.
So like, I would be like, all right, it's Elliot Wolf.
Or ownership.
In ownership, maybe not spending.
Yeah.
So, like, he gets away from that completely. Also, the offense, and I still can't get the visual of Robert and Jonathan Kraft ripping the play calling. Like, very specifically, the play calling. It wasn't the play call. It wasn't our offensive line. It was the whole play calling.
And I agree with you on this, and I disagree with Curran when he joined us earlier. He's like, well,
what do you think?
I mean, they just cut to him, and that's what they were going to say. But,
of course,
what did you think they were going to be saying? I didn't think Jonathan was going to be sitting there with notes. Both of them agreeing on how terrible the play calling is.
Yeah. The play calling.
Not the players. I look at it a lot and go, man, the players suck. They said the play calling sucks.
Yeah, because Curran made a line about like Vidarian Lowe, and I'm like, yeah, if they said, oh, he sucks.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty bad also have on television, but if he said that, that's sort of a one-off, and that's not on Alex Van Pelt.
Right.
Alex Van Pelt didn't pick any of these offensive linemen. He's just trying to get the most out of them.
If you can pan to them at any point and they go, the play calling sucks, that's a terrible sign for Van Pelt.
I think it's a horrible sign.
Yeah.
That's not a horrible sign, though, for Jerod Mayo. Nope. In fact, it's probably a good sign for Jerod Mayo. Because they, and I think...
Well, and who did, in a related story, after they criticized the play calling on offense on TV, who did Mayo throw under the bus?
Van Pelt. Mm-hmm. Was the safe thing to do. He might have even gotten word about what happened.
Maybe.
Somebody might have even told him. Because I'm sure it was like a big talking point. They knew about it. Somebody got in his ear.
Or he just knows generally how they debrief him every Monday. So he might just know that's generally true. How they feel, whether he knew they were on TV or not.
Siding with him to sort of protect himself.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like in real time. And then, no, but I think that was really significant. And I think 99% of fans would overall kind of disagree with Kraft and be like, yeah, the play calling is not great, but there are so many other issues on this team right now. But that feels like the guy right now that they're going to kind of scapegoat and be like, we're going to have another offensive coordinator, which would make it 5 in 5 years. And then you're like, all right, well, what's the bigger problem here, and how is this going to get better? And if nobody wanted the job last year, why would they be lining up to take the job this year outside of Drake May,
that's the reason.
That's got to be the only reason, which is a good reason. But that guy's going to come in and be like, who's the offensive line? How, like, is the coach supportive? is the GM and owner supportive? Or, like, am I going to be the scapegoat again? It's sort of like being the Red Sox GM. And they paralleled very nicely. Craig Breslow and Alex Van Pelt were both the 12th, 13th choice. And they both look back at the previous guys and they're like, well, so why am I safe? Why am I going to be here very long? Oh, I'm not? Like, okay, I guess I'll take it.
Yeah,
and that's why you get people that aren't super qualified.
And
for
we've
it.
Established this before. As a head coach, maybe you're interested in working with Drake May. But as a coordinator, you get to work with May, but you got to work for Mayo in that scenario.
Right.
And I wouldn't be super interested in that.
And so I wonder if that's something that Mayo can change. Because to be fair, because we've been mostly just piling on Mayo, one of the big stories all season long is how conservative they've been. They punt for like a 20-yard gain. They attempt all these field goals instead of going for it. They did go for it on a couple of fourth downs this past week, like fourth and shorts.
Yep.
And they got one of them, then didn't get the other.
I agreed. They didn't get both, but I agreed with both decisions to go for it.
A little bit more aggressive than they had shown before.
And by the way, I do blame Van Pelt for their lack of aggression and their conservative play calling. We asked Van Pelt about it on Friday. I do blame him for some of that. But the coach can overrule him. So the coach also gets blamed there, meaning the head coach, Jerod Mayo. This occurred to me. You know what we're due for, Keefe? We're due for one of these juicy behind-the-scenes scoops from Andrew Callahan in the Boston Herald. He's had a couple of these late in the year, the last couple of years. Maybe it's just after the year ends, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
Or Kendrick Bourne or whoever was like, they effed us, right? And you have all these various stories about Bill and Mayo behind the scenes. Like Wickersham really gave us more detail, right, about the story with the bat and everything.
Yeah.
But Callahan had a good look behind. We're due for one of those from the Boston
Karen,
Herald.
Hello.
And Andrew Callahan specifically. Maybe
you think it's right when the season
maybe
ends?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But what I want to know, and this is what I'm driving at.
Okay.
I want to know how bad it is between Mayo and Van Pelt. I want to know how bad that is because Mayo came on yesterday and said, oh, I talked to Alex about it on Monday, which, by the way, you should have done it right after you said it.
Yeah.
You guys had a whole flight back to the East Coast, but you said you did it on Monday and he didn't even know what we were talking about. He's like, hey, no worries. Van Pelt comes on. He's like, I work for coach this, coach that. I bet it's real bad between those two. And it wouldn't be the first time that offensive coaches have been pissed at Mayo because it came out from Bedard a week or so ago that all the coaches last year on the offensive side, Mayo was kind of sitting there in meetings going, I don't know, we're good on our side of the ball. You guys, what are you doing over there?
Yeah.
And he's rubbed coaches the wrong way, offensive coaches. I bet Van Pelt hates his guts. That's what I bet.
Well, it's funny. With us last Friday, I think Van Pelt kind of made it pretty clear where I'm sure, even though he's one of these guys, I don't listen or watch anything, but you know people in his life probably do and probably tell him, or he's just lying about that. So he's probably generally aware of how people are criticizing how conservative they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to drive him nuts because there's probably times where he's like, yeah, let's go for two here, right, or let's go for it on fourth down.
I work for coach.
He made that very clear.
Yep.
And he's like, hey, I'm the one who calls what run play, but we meaning Jerod, wanted to run the ball.
Yeah,
so that's why we ran the ball.
If we want to run tempo, we want to run clock, we want to be aggressive, I do what coach says.
So I think that's him, the much as he's going to do, because one of the other things we heard about Van Pelt all along is like one of the greatest guys to work with, only good relationships. You're not going to find anybody around the league to badmouth Van Pelt. But now that he's the guy, he's
just the head coach here.
No, yeah, right.
And ownership here.
Yeah, tough sign.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but he kind of pushed back. Like, I work for coach. Like, what coach says goes. So, like, all these things that we're mad about, and you sort of put on Van Pelt, and you're like, well, maybe that is Mayo.
So most of the things about Mayo and the reason to keep him to me, and you made a bunch of reasons why he might keep his job. I don't think they're satisfactory reasons for my taste, but they all make sense for Kraft. Oh, I want to look patient. I don't want to be, Dave Tepper in Carolina. I want to look like the Rooneys and how they do things in Pittsburgh. So I'm not just going to panic and move on after 1 year. Or my personal relationship with Mayo. Those are reasons Kraft might keep him, but that's not a satisfactory reason for me as a Patriots fan. The one thing that I had heard all year, specific to Mayo, is that the team hadn't quit on him. And the team hadn't checked out. And I think Sunday against Arizona was something different. And don't take my word for it. Mike Reese threw an absolute haymaker, a couple of them, earlier today. Took a blowtorch to the Patriots by Reese's standards. You know, I think he can be very critical, but he's normally fair about it, mild-mannered about it. For his standards, this is taking a flamethrower to Jerod Mayo. He says, the Patriots got what they deserved on Sunday against Arizona.
Yeah.
It was an unacceptable performance for a team coming off a bye and there should be genuine soul searching at all levels of the organization.
Holy smokes, tip to tail.
For how a team with a Patriots logo on the helmet could allow that to happen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's questioning all levels of the organization, I'd imagine, head coach included. He also has a more pointed criticism for Jerod Mayo and his defense because they didn't tackle well. They were taking poor angles, Jabril Peppers, on the long James Conner run. He says that sparks a question about coaching because defense, after all, is Jerod Mayo's expertise. So those are pretty direct criticisms of Mayo specifically. That was not a team playing hard for their coach. That was a team that looked checked out after the bye week.
Well, I also think it's telling that, you know, Sunday before the game, there were a couple of those different reports out there that's like, hey, they're going to stick with Mayo. But let's see what these games look like. And then a few hours later, you have that performance against the team that was the most beatable remaining on the schedule, and you lost that one. So now with three more games to go, like, what's it going to look like? You get the Bills twice? And if they have anything to play for, and they might, like, they have a lot to play for this weekend.
Ton.
And then the last week of the season, if the Chiefs lose without Patrick Mahomes this weekend, like, home field could very much be on the line, and then you have the Bills twice, and then you have a team like the Chargers who's going to be fighting for a playoff spot.
Right. For that Week 18 game to not matter, the Chiefs have to win their next two, possibly both without Mahomes.
Yeah. So I think the Bills are probably going for it, and then it's just hard to spin that where you've lost seven in a row. And you're like, yeah, I know we said you were safe, you know, around Thanksgiving, but then we just watched you lose week in and week out, including really no adjustments, like nothing following the bye week to make it look like you were doing a whole lot. It was just more of the same, maybe a little bit worse.
And remember Schefter a week or so ago on WEEI Afternoons, so he'll be on tomorrow. Really, I thought left the door open for Mayo's firing. He's like, crazy things happen every year.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, no, they're committed to Mayo. He's definitely back. That's a crazy question. It's like, it's happened before and it could happen again. That to me was leaving the door open.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Daniels had this earlier today. He said, remember when it was reported Joe Judge would return as Giants coach? It was a few years ago. I gotta be honest, I really don't.
Yeah.
But okay, apparently it was reported at the time Joe Judge was going to return. 16 days later, he was fired after multiple embarrassments. Is that when he was running draw plays on like 3rd and 20?
Yeah, might have been.
Including a blow-up.
You guys ain't been in the building for 2 years now with this coach.
This is what it was.
I'll tell you right now. You walk on through our locker room, you ain't seen that crap you saw before. Right? And that's not because of some high school program we're cracking whip. It's because our guys understand how to play together as a team.
That's it.
And they understand the process of how they're going through. But in terms of the next step to take, I can tell you right now, okay, I know we're a whole lot closer to where we're going than we are further away.
Well,
so
they fired him and made the playoffs the next year.
I was going to say.
But 16 days later, after multiple embarrassments, including that blow up at the podium.
Yeah.
Daniels says, I feel like that story is relevant for Jerod Mayo. He needs to clean it up. The biggest issue for Mayo is that he can't coach and the team sucks.
He was fired 8 days after that.
Yeah.
That rant right there.
There you go. Yep. So, like, in that 2 week span, it was reported he was safe. He was probably feeling himself, and he came out and said that. Next thing you know, you're fired a week later. These PR missteps are so damaging for Mayo. And to throw other coaches under the bus and then to get boxed around by Curtis and say, I'll get you off the air.
I'll get you later.
Like, none of that helps.
No,
and that's the kind of stuff that embarrasses the franchise and will get certainly Jonathan Kraft thinking about doing it and maybe Jonathan lobbying his dad to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be the right thing to move on from this coach. Why would you keep him? What are the reasons to keep him? I still haven't heard a good one. 617-779-7937. Beyond just coaches deserve a second year, which plenty of them get fired after one nowadays. You can jump in on the phones, line up for WEEI Afternoons. You got Arcan. You got Hart coming your way at 2 o'clock. They had Drake May on yesterday. You can check that out on the Odyssey app. It's free. It's easy. Get that on your phone. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Harry Potter, the exhibition. The Bruins return to the ice tonight as the Bees' West Coast road trip continues in Calgary. Puck drop for Bruins Flames is at 9 o'clock. Patriots players are off today. This Sunday, the Pats will be in Buffalo to play the Bills. This game has been flexed from 1 p.m. start to a 4:25 start. The Patriots' Week 17 matchup against the Los Angeles Chargers has been flexed to Saturday the 28th at 1 p.m. In the Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Vikings defeated the Bears 30-20, and the Falcons got the 15-9 win over the Raiders. And the Celtics will return to the court on Thursday night when the Seas host the Chicago Bulls. Harry Potter the Exhibition has just added dates in Boston. Come celebrate the filmmaking magic of Harry Potter in an unforgettable interactive way. You won't want to miss it here through April 27th. Get your tickets before it's too late at harrypotterexhibition.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including, how about this? We got our boxing expert Billy Lanny standing by. It looks like we have a new bout to get ready for.
Oh?
Logan Paul.
Nice.
Versus Conor McGregor.
Oh. Where's that going to be? Netflix?
It's going to be in India.
It's going to be in India.
Okay. Yeah,
it's going to be in India.
Should be on Netflix.
Yeah, I wonder if it's also on Netflix.
I would imagine.
Which I love because so many people were like, after the Tyson thing, they're like, I'm never watching this again. You're going to watch the McGregor one.
If it's free, you better believe I'll watch it. I'll watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with the thing, too. Oh, the stream was terrible, but you're going to sit there and watch football games on it.
You're going to watch the Chiefs on Christmas.
Well, no, the good news, again, for Netflix is Mahomes probably hurt, so you're going to get much less demand to crash that stream, yeah.
But so Conor McGregor, one of the great UFC fighters of all time, he hasn't fought in the UFC since 2021. He broke his leg in a fight against Dustin Poirier. He was scheduled to fight Michael Chandler later on, this past June. He had to withdraw with an injured foot.
And he's dabbled in...
Floyd Mayweather.
I was going to say, Mayweather,
that was a big boxing match.
I think I paid for one of those. Like, yeah, that one you had, for one of those.
I think a lot of people paid for
that. That was an end of the summer one, dude.
Okay. Yeah. Are you in on this, though, Bill? You going to watch
it? Yeah, I mean, if it's as accessible as Tyson Paul was, then yes, of course I'll
watch
it.
How old's McGregor? I know he's not Tyson's age, but, like, how old is he? Not young.
Oh, I mean, he's... probably the youngest guy that Paul
saw. He's 36.
Oh, that's actually younger than I thought. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like Logan Paul is like a half a foot taller than him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Logan Paul just fought Tyson. Like, they're not in the same weight class. McGregor.
Jake Paul fought him.
I'm getting my Pauls mixed up.
You're getting, so the former US WWE US champion is fighting Conor McGregor.
Oh, so the wrestler.
So I'm getting my Pauls confused.
But Logan Paul did fight Mayweather. That one was, forget what that was. That was an
exhibition. No, I was talking about McGregor. I was talking about McGregor fighting.
I'm talking
McGregor
about fought Mayweather.
McGregor fought Mayweather. Wow. Yeah, I'm getting the Flying Pauls.
Their common ground is that they both fought Mayweather.
We're getting our Pauls crossed.
Got it. Oh, so this isn't another. So I wonder who Jake Paul's going to fight next. Not that I'm like super into it, but so Logan Paul, who I'm telling you, more of an athlete.
Super athletic.
He does like moonsaults and stuff in the WWE.
Perfect for wrestling.
He is a great WWE wrestler. And he has boxed some of these guys. I feel like Jake Paul has had more fights. But he's a little bit thicker.
Oh, yeah. No, Logan Paul's probably had 5 boxing matches, and like two of them were against that guy, KSI.
Right. That's like another one of these like streamers.
Okay. Right.
But Logan Paul's probably closer in weight to Conor McGregor than Jake Paul is.
Yeah, Jake Paul's beefed up big time.
All right. So anyway, there's your update.
Huh.
You are my sunshine, my only
grab bag.
Celtics are off until Thursday, enjoying a little bit of break right now. They play the Bulls on Thursday.
You love this. You love them not playing and getting lots of rest in December.
I'm a fan of it. But, Jones, your NBA Cup championship game is tonight at 8:30 on ABC. I know you're going to be locked in.
Yep.
You're going to be locked in to Thunder Bucks.
How much?
Bucks Thunder.
Thunderbucks. Thunderbucks. Sounds like its own cartoon series.
I was going to say.
How heavy a favorites are the Thunder tonight? Because, number one, they're just a better team. That's it. Wow.
Yeah,
and then you have Doc Rivers coaching in an elimination game, Keith.
Yeah.
I don't love the Bucks' chances.
You
there.
Don't like Doc Rivers to
I
get
don't,
it done?
I don't like Doc
it's
Rivers to
series,
bring home
though.
The NBA Cup. That's true. It's not a Game 7.
Shouldn't he have a little bit of a better chance?
He did win a one-off the other day against the Hawks, I guess, and to his credit. So he's been winning some of these in the NBA Cup. I don't know. Maybe it'll change the narrative on Doc Rivers to win tonight. Maybe win one for Doc. Win an NBA Cup for Doc.
Hey, this is Doc Rivers, and you're listening to the Grab Bag. I got to get my larynx fixed.
Grab friend of the Grab Bag.
That is our guy right there. But yeah, NBA Cup, so that'll be 8:30. Right after that, 9 o'clock start, Bruins, as they continue their Western road trip, taking on the Calgary Flames and
Calgary. We got to start saying it.
Calgary. That Calgary. Sounds like we know what we're doing.
Yeah. We sound like insiders.
So they opened this road trip with back-to-back losses. They won on Saturday against Vancouver. So if they want a winning road trip, they got to win the next two. Calgary tonight, then Edmonton on Thursday, both 9 o'clock. Puck drops.
We'll see who's in net. I don't know. I didn't see any of the morning skate today. We'll see who's in net. By the way, multiple texts on the text line, Key, for calling that a reverse Paul situation. Not a reverse Paul Brown.
No, reverse Paul.
We had a reverse Paul.
We were both thinking Jake Paul.
Yep, we got
I said Logan Paul because that's who it is.
Got our Pauls crossed.
Hey, you want to see crazy?
Now, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real
grab bag.
Bill Belichick getting out to a hot start. As the University of North Carolina head coach, transfer portal is all the rage in college football.
Yeah, they had to hustle him in there to sign, I heard. Yeah.
He's already got a signing.
Oh.
An offensive lineman from Holy Cross.
Nice.
Got himself a Holy Cross.
No joke, Keith. In the last 10 minutes or so, and I just see it updated here, he has also signed a defensive lineman from Delaware.
Okay, the Blue Hens?
Yeah, Joe Flacco's.
Joe Flacco's.
Alma mater, yeah.
Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon was a Blue Hen.
I believe went to Delaware.
Yep.
That ends the list.
I think that's all of them.
Elena Donna Dunn, the basketball player.
Della Don.
Yeah, didn't she go to Delaware?
I think that's right. Yeah, I think she did.
You know who's also from Delaware,
Holy
famously?
Holy Cross in Delaware, who?
The state of Delaware, not the school.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Phillippe from Cruel Intentions.
Wow.
And I Know What You Did Last Summer.
The handsomest man in the history of Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, handsome for a lot of states.
Not a good husband, though, apparently.
Oh, is he not?
No, Reese Witherspoon said, you're done, son.
Okay.
Capital D.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
All right, I didn't know where else to do this on the show. So this is something I saw. This is a fantasy football related thing, not in my league or in your league.
Fantasy etiquette.
Fantasy etiquette question.
Good.
And I really go back and forth on this. So last week in most leagues, or not this past weekend, but 2 weekends ago, was the final week of the regular season. And so a lot of times it's, you know, you look at all the different tiebreakers, and you're like, if I win, I'm in. If I lose, I'm out. Or if I win, and then that guy over there loses, et cetera. We all know how tiebreakers work. There was a league where two guys realized that they both needed to win to go in. The loser was going to be out. However, if they tied, they'd both make it.
Okay, that's hard to do.
It's tricky, especially
like the Chargers Raiders game a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, some leagues, before we went to fractional scoring, we had like a handful of ties.
Yeah, we would have ties.
But now fractional scoring, it's rare. These two guys sat everybody. They agreed to sit everybody, not play a lineup. Final score 0-0, both made the playoffs. Should that be allowed?
No. My answer to that is I am a firm
there's no.
There's
no real rule stopping it.
Well, there might not be a rule stopping it, but here would be my default rule. You have to field a lineup. You have to field a lineup. If you guys magically tied, you could start all your backups if you want.
What if you field a lineup of guys that are, like, not playing?
Like all guys on their bye week?
A couple years like ago, IR tanking in Dynasty, and that has since been disallowed.
I feel like you would lose a friend over this.
You have to if two guys in my league
were in cahoots
sat
like that?
Their lineup so that I get boxed out of the playoffs, even if it's not specifically about me, but I am boxed out of the playoffs, I would lose my mind.
So the Twitch chat is saying I would boot both of them from the league, Bush League. It is Bush
you
League. But the goal is to make the playoffs and win the thing, isn't it?
Yes, but you have to field a lineup to do it.
Okay.
Go ahead and play your worst guys if you want. It's not going to benefit you.
But like,
you have to fill out your lineup. Now, if
a guy played a bye week player by accident, you're not kicking him out of the league, are you?
No. We do fine invalid lineups.
I mean, that's rare, especially in a competitive league. But
our good pal DJ this year started Tyler Allgeier on his bye week and paid the $25 fine.
How about that?
Yeah, and he said, I know what I'm doing long term. I understand what
that's
I've
a
done.
Steep fine.
Yeah.
So there's a couple...
Invalid lineup is a $25
for Tyler
fine.
Tyler Allgeier?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
So there's a couple of things, at least in my league, that would prevent it. One, if you finish with the fewest points, you are last place. And we call it the Valerie Borchin Award winner. It's the guy who defecated on himself on the racewalk.
Sure.
So you have that. And so if you put up a 0 1 week, there's a decent chance you're just going to finish with the fewest points.
So both of them taking zeros didn't come into play with like points and tiebreakers and everything else.
They must have both had records good enough to get in.
That's a good point. Right. You would have still had to catch them in record for the points to matter.
We also have a weekly high score payout. Yep. So you're basically punting on that, which I guess to make the playoffs you would, but it's another incentive to not do that. Because I've never even thought of it.
No, me either.
And now that that came out, I was like, man, there might have been years where that would have actually been in play. Because it always comes down to the last week.
That would have come into play for me specific. I think points would have come into play in this as a tiebreaker, so maybe it would have worked. But the two teams, one could have lost and missed the playoffs. If they would have tied, I think, I'm not sure I could have caught them. They probably could have done that in our league.
Yeah.
And I would have been...
It's pretty crazy. I would have lost my mind.
You have to field the lineup. Okay. That would be my rule. I think that's
a fair rule.
Any league bylaws or anything, but you have to field the lineup. Yeah. 1, 2,
grab bags. Come for you. 3, 4, and lock your door.
You got a waiver pickup for us this week, Jones, speaking of fantasy?
I do.
It is fantasy playoffs, after all.
I think this is an empty the budget situation. Use number one waiver wire priority. I've given this tag a couple of times. I don't know how well that's worked out.
No, don't worry about it.
Jerome Ford. Nick Chubb is hurt. You probably need a running back at this stage. You're a David Montgomery owner or something. Yeah. You're a Nick Chubb owner.
You win your league because of Jerome Ford.
I mean,
it's possible. This happens.
Remember
Jerome Harrison that 1 year?
Yeah, he ran for like 300 yards and like, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I had him that year.
You did?
It was incredible.
That
yes.
was insane.
It was a waiver wire pick.
I feel like that was cheating.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I sucked all year.
I fielded a full line. Jerome Harrison ran a team of mine to the championship.
He had like
yes.
2 games in a row, right?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
He went nuts.
Yes.
Didn't do anything before or after.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yes. Yeah. And so, Jerome Ford, if you have any free agent budget left, empty it. If you have the number one waiver priority, use it, especially, again, if you're a David Montgomery, Nick Chubb owner, even Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Saquon's playing this week. That is our pickup of the week brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. Cars for Kids. That is Cars with a K. Hopefully you're still alive and have time to use the waiver wire.
All right. That's very good.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab bag, 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 grab, grab bag.
All right, Jones, how about this? University of Vermont, your old stomping grounds.
You know what? I was hoping this would come up in the grab
bag
today.
They won the men's college soccer championship. They're the best college soccer team.
It sounds very impressive. Do you know who they beat?
Marshall. What's going on with men's soccer?
To which I said, boy.
How is that the final?
The times have fallen since Mia Hamm and North Carolina were winning championships every year.
I was going to say, what did you think it'd be like any of the California schools or any of like the ACC, SEC schools?
Yeah.
Vermont Marshall?
I heard the winning call, by the way, too, on this.
Real strong?
Pretty brutal.
Yeah.
They're not my favorite, but go Cats.
Yeah,
their first championship.
Let's go Cats.
I believe that's their first NCAA championship in any sport.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Oh, my God. It's
grab bag? Aiden Hutchinson is on track for his goal to be back for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to,
I don't know.
Assume that doesn't happen, but good for him. That's
probably unlikely.
It's important to have goals. Yeah.
Everybody's got to have a good goal. Yeah. That's true. Let's get to.
What's in the
grab bag?
Wait, is that new?
No, that's an old one.
That's
an old one.
I have not heard that.
Top basketball performers from last night, Jones. There's only 3 games.
I already have a pick.
Jimmy Butler.
Nope.
35 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists.
Not the one.
James Harden.
Nope.
41 points.
Good game.
6 assists.
Got to be the other guy.
PG-13, Paul George.
Nope.
35, 5, and 8.
No, I went with his teammate.
Domantas Sabonis.
No.
28, 14, and 6.
Nope.
Tyrese Maxey.
That's the one.
45 and 5.
That's the one.
That's you like that one?
I like that one.
I don't know, Jimmy Butler, James Harden. It was a good night for the old guys. Butler, Harden, and George.
Yeah,
big time. That?
Big
throwback.
Time throwback night, but good game for Max.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, the last couple you guys have gotten really quickly. Billy and Jones didn't even allow people to guess you guys got them so quickly.
I don't like where this is going.
Ray Lankford, and who did you get yesterday?
Greg Jeffries.
Greg Jeffries smoked it. All right, we are going to go with a second baseman, primarily second base.
Uh-huh.
You could see him at short. You could see him at third. You could see him in center, left, and right.
Wow.
It's another Swiss Army.
So no catching, no first base.
Correct.
It's not Ben Zobrist.
It is not Ben Zobrist. Mostly second base, but again, played literally everywhere. He played for the Detroit Tigers, the Atlanta Braves, the Kansas City Royals, and the Florida Marlins.
Ooh, I was thinking the O-Dog, Orlando Hudson, but I didn't know Blue Jays in there. Okay.
Most of his games with the Tigers,
yep.
And then the other three teams pretty equal. But a lot of games, 15 years in the majors.
Brandon Inge.
No.
Wow, great guess.
Teammate with Brandon Inge, though. Definitely a teammate.
That's a great guess.
With Brandon Inge.
One of Francesa's favorites.
He was for sure one of his favorites.
He liked him. He liked him a lot.
Yes, he did.
Okay, it was Tigers, second base.
I personally have to like Inge a lot.
Loved him.
I like Inge a lot. If you could get Inge, I like him a lot.
You need a guy in the bullpen.
I mean, if you could get Inge, I tell you, I would be interested in Inge.
Placido Polanco.
Oh, whoa, good guess. No,
I think Polanco's been one.
I think we've used him before.
Who are the teams again? Tigers and who else?
Tigers, Braves, Royals, Marlins.
Any all-star appearances?
Yes, Billy. Thanks for asking. He was a 2010 all-star with the Braves. Again, played mostly with Detroit. Early in his career with Detroit, then came back.
Was he
back
in the Miggy trade?
Oh?
Was he in the Miggy trade? Let's take a look here. I don't.
It's not Lou Whitaker.
Think so.
He not was Mock Lemke.
He was traded straight up for Jock Jones at one point.
Ooh.
He was in a deal with Anibal Sanchez. No, it's not Mock Lemke.
Anibal Sanchez was in that trade, though. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
So 2010 All-Star. He played from 02 to 16.
Not Dan Uggla.
He's one of the newer players. Not Dan
Uggla. Dan Uggla didn't play all over the field like
nope.
that. He made way more All-Star teams.
Maxed out at 16 dongs. Maxed out at 17 swipes.
Wow, well, this is why we don't remember him.
271 career average, though.
That's also why we don't
Nothing
remember him.
Nothing to sneeze at.
All right, I'm about to cheat and look at the text line or...
Text or Twitch got it?
Twitch.
Text
I don't
line,
think the text does. It's not Craig Council.
Text line does not
it's
have
not Brandon
it.
Inge, not Mike Lansing. Let's see. Does Twitch have it?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. They threw the last names, right?
Oh. McCann?
No, not Brian McCann.
Who is
no.
it?
McCann was a catcher.
Yeah, but there was two McCanns, weren't they? Oh, Omar Infante?
He got it!
There it is. I mean, I never would have got that.
Omar Infante?
I barely even remember Omar
I had
Infante.
To get... I had.
He
I
made
had
an one. All-star team?
Yeah. 2010 All-Star team. Must have been a rough year for the Braves.
That's
a tough go.
That might have been what it was.
Omar Infante, one of the greats. That's a random baseball player.
That is.
If you want to play the game, that's how you play the game.
It was a rough year for the Braves. They had 33-year-old Troy Gloss on that team.
Okay.
Yeah,
they were 91 and 71.
Buddy of mine that plays had a good guess, Emilio Bonifacio.
That's a great guess. He would always get out to a red-hot start in fantasy. You'd pick him up, and then he'd be a dud the rest of the season.
Swiping bags. He was on the Royals.
He would lead the league in, like, triples.
Oh.
It was that guy, yeah.
Bonifacio.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They had four All-Stars that year.
Text line to its credit. Usually there's a delay on the text line. They eventually got it. Our guy Dice
Omar
actually
Infante.
Got that.
Yeah. yeah, good one.
Credit. Okay, well, that's
good
how
one,
you,
everybody.
You do the random baseball player.
Ooh, Joe today. McEwing is a good
that
guy.
That is a good one. Each and every day here on Jones and Keith.
It's fun. It's fun to have fun.
In the grab bag. It is fun to have fun. Yep. We talked about the broadcast team. That wasn't in the grab bag. That was when they moved the game. The NFL has moved the Patriots and Chargers to Saturday, December 28th, part of a triple header. You're going to have Ross Tucker as part of that. He'll be on WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll check in with them, see what they have. And we have the clip du jour next.
Jones and Keith.
Jones and Keith on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Jones, ready for that?
Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
What was that?
What is it? The
well, I'm glad you guys
W-E-E-D?
Asked.
W-E-E-D?
It's the clip of the day. We're trying something new. Weed. 93.7 Weed.
Weed.
Catch us on the Odyssey app. No, this was us earlier today, and we were talking about Christmas movies. I know Andy Hart, this is a very passionate
I skimmed it.
Subject.
I thought you guys did a decent job.
I think we did a great job. Thanks for those kind words.
Decent job.
Well, one
skimmed,
of them.
Decent. Thanks. Merry Christmas. You can only invest so much.
Yeah. Understood. You had to prepare for your show. I get it. But this is one of the movies Jones and I disagreed with. It would be The Great Ernest Saves Christmas.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
I think GOAT.
No.
Dude, Ernest, Jim Varney, the late great?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jim Varney?
I'm aware of Ernest.
All the Ernest movies are excellent in their own way.
Okay.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Fine, excellent.
Fun. Well acted.
In fairness.
He talks to the camera sometimes. I don't know who Vern is. I guess we're Vern. Are we all Vern?
I don't know. I'm not catching the reference. It's been a while since I've seen this movie.
You haven't seen these Ernest movies?
I've seen it, but not for a while.
I think me and Davey did a standalone on Dork about this.
When was Ernest really hot in the streets? 80s? Early 90s?
Early 90s?
Yeah.
I did enjoy the jail one because there were two.
The jail one was good. Ernest Scared Stupid. Yeah. You had Ernest goes to camp.
My instinct is Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf. That's my instinct.
Dude, you're out of your mind.
Keith, you're saying goat?
I'm saying goat tier.
Billy?
I'm team Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf.
Yeah.
But I could settle for a little full lot of sap.
Yeah, you guys are underselling it.
Nick, have you ever seen any of these Ernest movies?
I've watched all of them maybe once when I was growing up. I don't remember any of
them. Did you love them?
No, I saw them once.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going with Little Full Lot of Sap. That feels high, but we can put it there.
It looks great. Little Full Lot of Sap.
When are they going to put the Ernest collection on 4K? That's what I want to know. I need to get this.
The streets are buzzing with that.
I need to get this under the tree this
year. We've all been waiting for it. Yes, okay.
It's so good. So that
it's
one
so good.
That one came out in 1988. Ernest Saves Christmas.
There you go.
And it looks like you can watch it on Disney Plus,
Tubi,
and the Roku channel.
And oh, nice, the Roku channel. Oh, good.
It's available this holiday season if you want to check it out.
We do get that, I believe. In the,
he had more charisma, I think, than just about anybody. Ernest?
Than anybody?
They made a whole series of movies about
him. That's a good point. That is a fair point.
Guy's full of charisma. Hart, where would you have ranked Ernest Saves Christmas?
This is going to hurt you.
Oh, I don't want to hear it then. What do you got coming up on the show today?
Ross Tucker, 230, fresh off the broadcast.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
Tucker Tuesday, and he got the full Patriots experience for 3 hours in Arizona.
Mm. He's got another Patriots experience coming up in another week.
Yeah, I don't know if he needs that. I mean, I feel like one is enough
He
for
might
him.
Not want it.
He really turned on Vidarian Lowe in the early stages.
Well, Vidarian Lowe turned on
everybody
the team
that was coming toward him.
Turned but style.
Felt like it was personal to Ross Tucker. Like,
yeah, he was really upset.
I was a journeyman, and this Jag gets to start for the Patriots. Like, it felt like it was a personal
like,
attack.
Ross, you want to start for this team? Like,
I think he could anymore.
Get a couple more snaps in him, maybe.
Does he?
No, maybe
he fancies
not.
Himself a beer and press box spreads kind of guy.
That's
at this
true.
Point.
But yeah, he's got the Saturday flex game against the
That'll
Chargers,
which I appreciate that as well. There, the schedule
the
falling in line for Andy quite
the
nicely.
The Saturday one doesn't bother me. 4:00, 4:25 against
Shut
Buffalo bothers
mouth.
Me this weekend. Why?
Because those of us that do a Six Rings post game show is cut to an hour and a half post game show, so we can go to Sunday Night Football.
There it is.
It's very selfish.
It's about me.
I know. But that's a good reason.
No, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
I have
like,
the whole
why
day.
You wait to do and work until at 10 p.m. or something like that. You don't have to.
I'll be drinking eggnogs by 9 p.m. baby.
Nice. Oh,
that sounds good.
Also, you get the day. I do kind of like the day as well.
Yeah.
Like it's a busy time of year. You get the day, and then you sit down at 4:30, watch a game.
Well,
it's getting dark.
Last year, all the good game, or last week rather, all the good games were head to head with the Patriots.
That
this
was
week.
Unfortunate.
This week you're missing out on like Raiders Jags. It's not as bad.
Oh, Raiders. Those two games last night were
horrible.
Real bad.
It was a tough watch.
Real bad.
Two is not better than one.
It is not. Not in that case.
At least there was a touchdown in one of them.
Yeah, I mean,
it was better than the Thursday night game. There was no touchdowns.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Wow, that's right. Like 2 days of primetime action.
Pretty
games and you have one touchdown.
You guys have some NBA talk today, too? Did I hear that right?
Some NBA talk? Yes, we are going to talk about the NBA today.
Headlights, deer, what?
Excuse me. I didn't know what you guys were talking about. I wasn't in here. But yes,
Ernest
we are.
Christmas.
The NBA ratings are down.
Go far.
Yep. And we're going to dive into why. I think people have all sorts of weird theories, and we're going to explore some of them.
I believe the second I walked into the studio, you were like, yeah, I haven't been watching as much NBA.
No, I don't. Regular season NBA? No.
Yeah.
No.
So, you're part of the problem, not
I
the
am.
Solution.
But
you know what Jones said about the league?
The games I do turn
they
in
went
for.
Woke.
NBA Cup went woke,
is
going
that what
broke.
They said?
No, we had a caller say that earlier.
Yeah.
They just shoot too many threes for Mega Hart.
I'll tell you what. I think Nick Wright. Nick Wright had the idea of make a dunk worth three.
Oh, that was my idea.
That was an Andy Hart original.
Absolutely had that first.
He did. He had that.
He put that scowl in your back pocket. Get the hell out of here.
Well, it's a good idea.
Yeah, take snakes.
I like it better when Nick Wright had the idea, but that's a good idea.
Scal didn't like it when I offered it up to Scal.
Well,
Scal did not care for that idea.
No,
that's true.
I think it'll be fascinating because not only do you get more points for the dunk, I'm looking more forward to the people trying to prevent the dunk because that'll go down the road of Joe Mazzulla, more physical play, fights, clotheslines,
breaking wrists at the rim and stuff like that. Yeah,
punching him in the nuts.
Good call.
I like it.
Good idea.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Like 2 years into Blake Griffin, remember when everyone's just taking him out and he's trying to dunk on him? Like that's what we'll be seeing.
That'll bring ratings back.
And that was pretty good NBA.
Well, that's today on WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart. It's the crossover. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can give the perfect gift this year. 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. Thanks to the 99 Restaurant. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We have a Would You Rather Wednesday tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.